It was another wild Sunday, week 5 of the NFL season. Could the Arizona Cardinals remain the only unbeaten team in the NFL, or the 72 Dolphins pop in champagne? Could the Jags, Lions notch their first win, and 6 rookie quarterbacks made a start? How did they do? And what's up with the Kansas City Chiefs? I'm Bo Brock, your Monday host. We're talking all about it today on the Locked On NFL Podcast.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on? Thanks for tuning in to the Locked On NFL Podcast. I'm your Monday host, Bo Brock. Please give me a follow on Twitter at B-O-B-R-A-C-K. Easiest way to find it, at Bob Brack. Are you watching on YouTube? Well, thanks for checking out the channel. If you haven't done so, check it out. Subscribe, set it up for alerts. So once we post any brand new content, and there's a ton of it coming your way on a daily basis, you won't miss out on any of that. If you're listening to our podcast for the first time, thank you so much. Subscribe, hit us with a review or a rating. We really would appreciate that. On today's episode of the Locked On NFL Podcast, we're going to try to figure out what the heck's going on with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid and crew, and the Kansas City Chiefs in a very weird Sunday night football, the finale to an incredible Sunday of football. It was over an hour delay there at Arrowhead Stadium, and it was a delay of a beatdown that went down, and there's a new top team in the AFC. I think we can crown the Bills at this point in the season are the best team in the NFL. Maybe we'll answer that question as well. There is one remaining unbeaten team, the Arizona Cardinals, and Trey Lance's starting debut for the 49ers. Were they able to keep their record unscathed? We'll get into those later games. Sunday of week 5 of the NFL season got a little earlier start on Sunday. You had the London game, first London game, and I think since 2019. It's been a little bit of, since we've been across the pond, seeing the couple teams hit the gridiron, but we saw that, and there was a showdown between the Atlanta Falcons and the New York Jets. It was the Falcons improving to 2-3 with a 27-20 win over the Jets, who fall to 1-4. Zach Wilson, another pick, a league-leading 9th interception for the rookie 2nd overall pick. But it was the 4th overall pick who shined in this contest. And we bring on from Locked On Falcons, our guy Aaron Freeman. Aaron, thanks for joining us. And it was a coming-out party for Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida. What'd you see that made him go for 9 catches, 119 yards, and his first career touchdown? What was he able to do to be successful?
Well, we saw the Kyle Pitts that we've been expecting to see all summer long and all season long. The Falcons finally were able to get their offense going, and they really needed a big day from Kyle Pitts today, given the status of Calvin Ridley being out of the lineup. He's been their number one receiver this year, and Calvin Ridley dealing with a undisclosed personal matter. And the Falcons really needed to funnel their offense entirely to Kyle Pitts, and they were able to do that. You saw him get his first touchdown of the game. You saw him show his incredible catch radius. He made a really nice one-handed snag. You saw his ability to win short, intermediate, and deep. He had a big 39-yard catch at the end of the game that sort of started out the Falcons on their sort of penultimate drive that was the game-sealing drive for them to get their win. So it was pretty much Kyle Pitts checking every box that you have been wanting and expecting him to since the Falcons made him that 4th overall selection back in April.
So it was just a matter of getting the looks from Matt Ryan, who had a really good day, 342 yards, 2 touchdowns. Was it just him kind of emphasizing getting number 8 involved?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've seen Matt Ryan get off to a sluggish start this year relative to where he's been most years. But in that week 4 loss to Washington and then again today against the Jets, we saw Matt Ryan looking like the Matt Ryan of old and really sort of building that rapport with Kyle Pitts. And you just saw whenever he saw Kyle Pitts in sort of one-on-one situations, it seemed like he was going to him pretty consistently, especially in the first half. And then late in the game when the Falcons needed a big play, he went exactly to him. So it looks like they're trending in that terms of their rapport is trending in the right direction. And certainly that was, as I said, critical for the Falcons on Sunday, given that they were down Calvin Ridley.
Falcons, the Kings of New York, their two wins over the New York teams that reside in New Jersey this season. It's like with them improving to 2-3, what are the expectations now become for Matt Ryan and Cruz? It's still this rebuild. I mean, do the expectations rise? What do you see from this team now after it notches its second win in five games?
Well, you know, probably a little bit too overreaction in terms of getting this win going into their bye week. But, you know, with the Falcons playing pretty decent these last couple of games, and they've been trending up. They've played better each and every week. And so if that trend continues, particularly coming out of the bye where they have Miami, they have division games against Carolina and New Orleans as well, then they have Dallas, you know, not necessarily teams that you would sit here looking at this current Falcon team and say, oh, they're going to win all those games. But if they continue to improve, then I think expectations can start to be where if this team can get back to 500, you know, by the time we get into November or get closer to Thanksgiving, then, you know, there are going to be some realistic expectations that this team could potentially make a playoff run this season, which seems pretty crazy to say at this point, given how slow a start they had. But if they're on this same path, then, you know, they're still in the midst of a rebuild, so to speak, but at least they can be a competitive rebuild team as they sort of just get back to competitiveness as they go through, you know, these early years under Arthur Smith and getting the talent around players like Matt Ryan and Kyle Pitts moving forward. So it's things are trending in the right direction. Obviously, we'll have to see if this can continue for the Falcons, but certainly things are looking up coming off of this win.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Arthur Smith, as you mentioned, 2-3 to out of the gates in his first year as head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and already halfway to that win total from 2020. Good start for the first-year head coach. You want to listen more about this win? Check out Aaron Freeman on Locked On Falcons. Check him out on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button because things kicked off just the other day. Brand new YouTube channel with daily content coming your way from the Locked On Podcast Network. And of course, follow Aaron at FalcFans on Twitter. Aaron, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you for having me, bro.
London was just the appetizer of Sunday week 5 in the NFL. Could the Cincinnati Bengals pull off a massive upset of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers? And could the Houston Texans off the upset of Mac Jones and the New England Patriots for their second win of the season? The Carolina Panthers get back on track by handing the Philadelphia Eagles their fourth straight loss in a row. We'll get into those contests, but if you buy gas, you got to know about this app, the Get Upside app, where people are making up to 25 cents per gallon per fill up. Just download the Get Upside app in the App Store, Google Play right now. Use the promo code Touchdown and you can add an extra 25 cents on your first fill-up. That means you can make up to 50 cents per gallon in your first fill-up with the Get Upside app. Use the promo code Touchdown. Some people who drive a lot, they're making upwards of $200, $300 a month with this unbelievable app. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, e-gift card for Amazon, other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use the promo code Touchdown. You don't want to miss out on all the savings. Get that extra 25 cents, 50 cents on your first fill up with the Get Upside app. Getting back into week 5 of the NFL season, it's Bo Brock hanging out with you. Make sure to check out the Locked On NFL podcast now on YouTube. Great daily content going up, and we've got even more coming down the pike. So let's get back into this wild week 5 of the NFL season. Still got to tell you whether or not the Arizona Cardinals remain unbeaten. Also, did the Jags, did the Lions, did they notch their first wins of the season? And there are a couple upsets that were brewing, especially in the earlier games. Did those teams pull off those victories? Let's get into it. The New England Patriots, they were on the ropes. They were down 22-9 to the Houston Texans and rallied back to beat the Texans 25-22. Rookie Mac Jones, 231 yards in the air, a touchdown and an interception. Damian Harris, who left the game with an injury, he had 58 yards and a touchdown. Davis Mills had 312 yards. The rookie out of Stanford, 3 touchdowns in the loss. His finest performance at the NFL level. Chris Moore, the wide receiver, 109 yards receiving and a touchdown. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all over the Miami Dolphins. One of the bigger disappointments of the 2021 NFL season. Of course, they're missing Tua with the injury, but the Bucs take out the Fins 45-17. Tom Brady, another performance with five touchdowns in this contest, 411 yards. He was without Gronk, but it didn't matter. Antonio Brown, two touchdowns. Mike Evans, two touchdowns. Both went over the century mark in receiving. Miami Dolphins, Jacoby Brissett, two touchdowns, a pick. Miles Gaskin had two receiving touchdowns out of the backfield for Miami. Tennessee Titans, 37. Jacksonville Jaguars, 19. They fall to 0-5, cannot get off the schneid. In week five, Derrick Henry, King Henry, continues to dominate on the ground. 130 yards, three touchdowns, his second performance this season where he found the end zone three times. Ryan Tannehill, 197 yards passing and a touchdown. And you had Trevor Lawrence, the rookie, number one overall pick, a touchdown and a pick. And the setback, James Robinson, productive day on the ground in the loss, 149 yards and a touchdown. And the Minnesota Vikings, they squeak by the Detroit Lions. Heartbreak in the Motor City. Kirk Cousins, 275 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Jared Goff, 203 yards, pick. DeAndre Swift had 51 yards and a touchdown. Detroit led here in the final minute, but Cousins and crew were able to march down the field and pull off a miraculous victory. It was pretty similar to Aaron Rodgers against the Niners earlier this season. Getting back into the earlier games, it was just kind of getting going there. New Orleans Saints and Jameis Winston were able to overcome some early turnovers. Jameis Winston rebounded, 279 yards passing, four touchdowns and a pick. Alvin Kamara, two touchdowns. They beat Washington football team 33-22. Taylor Heinicke, two picks in the loss, 248 yards passing for Heinicke. Antonio Gibson, two more trips to the end zone in the loss. Pittsburgh Steelers were able to get back on track with a win over the Denver Broncos, handing the Broncos their second straight loss, 27-19. Najee Harris, coming out party, 122 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Chase Claypool, who was in the news earlier this week talking about how he was not one to embrace losing in the Steelers' win here. Chase Claypool, 130 yards receiving and a touchdown. Cortland Sutton shined in the Broncos' loss, seven catches, 120 yards and a touchdown. It took overtime, but the Green Bay Packers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 25-22. There were a ton of missed kicks in this game, extra points, overtime. We saw some dueling missed field goal attempts, but it was Mason Crosby finally pulling through for the Cheeseheads. Davante Adams, a monster day through the air, 11 catches, 206 yards, and a touchdown. Jamar Chase, maybe a mini Davante Adams coming up with the Bengals, the first-round pick, fifth overall out of LSU. Jamar Chase, six catches, 159 yards, and a touchdown in a tough loss. Joe Burrow ended up going to the hospital after this game. He apparently had a neck injury and a throat injury, could possibly be dealing with a throat contusion. It took basically three and a half quarters for the Philadelphia Eagles offense to wake up, but they did in a big way. Jalen Hurts and crew, they ended up rallying past the Carolina Panthers, beating the Panthers 21-18, sending Carolina their second straight loss and ending a three-game losing skid for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Locked On NFL podcast marches on here. I'm your host, Bo Brock. I'm joined by our guy, Gino Camilleri. Gino, tell me about this performance from this offense, just enough at the end for Jalen Hurts and crew. What did you see, their struggles, and then what finally clicked for him to get this W over the Panthers?
Well, let's just say that Matt Rhule probably is not the biggest Jalen Hurts fan, now leading another comeback over him like he did when he was at Oklahoma and they took on Baylor in one of the more miraculous comebacks in Oklahoma history, even after yesterday's performance when they came back against Texas. But Jalen Hurts, man, this guy is an enigma. But at the end of the day, we see the result, 21-18. They got it done when it mattered. Two out of the last three drives, they scored touchdowns on. Even after they turned the ball over on downs, after they scored that first touchdown, the defense, who dominated most of the day, was able to continue what they were doing. And then the offense did it when it mattered. And Nick Sirianni put on, I would say, a very good to masterclass performance last week. They didn't punt one time. It seemed like every time they were on the field this time that their punter was out on the field, they couldn't get it going. They were going three and out. And in the NFL, it just takes a snap of the finger for things to go differently. And the Eagles' offense, as ugly as it was for 3.5 quarters, they called enough of the right plays down the stretch to punch it in the red zone where they've been struggling the last 2 weeks. So even getting that field position to go into that area and win the game, I think it's a good performance from everybody when it comes down to overcoming adversity, especially for a team that's 5 years into their 10 or five games, excuse me, into their 10 year for their coaching staff, for Jalen Hurts and this new offense, for these defensive guys to get on track under Jonathan Gannon. If we just slow down a little bit and let those guys really play to the capability that they have and the talent that they have on this team, which I think is still enough to win games against the Carolina Panthers in a one-score matchup, as long as you're resilient and they play fundamental football for 60 minutes, put out of your mind what happened in the beginning. What happened in the last 10 minutes, I thought, was what you needed to do to win a football game, and they did it. They could have just laid down and died. There was a chance that they could have went up 17-3. Avante Maddox breaks up a deep bomb from Sam Darnold. But instead, they just pushed through the adversity. And Jordan Mailata, who played right tackle, he is the left tackle of the team, said about Jalen Hurts today that he doesn't have a lot of bark, but he has a lot of bite. And I thought that was a great quote, because today at the end, when you had to see who was hungrier, the Eagles came out on top. Carolina coming off of that loss to Dallas, they needed to get back on track. You're in a precarious position on the road. They did what they had to do. A win's a win in the NFL, and 2-3 isn't so bad with what we thought would happen before this season started.
You got to check it out, the post-game show from Week 5 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Big win, comeback, rallying past the Carolina Panthers. Check it out. Gino Camilleri, of course, check him out on Twitter at GC24_football. Locked On Eagles on a daily basis. They're talking about the Eagles. You want to listen to it. It's the Locked On NFL podcast. Gino, thank you so much, man.
Hey, appreciate it, Bo, and congrats to your Cards today.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals remained unscathed, improved to 5-0, the only NFL team that's unbeaten at this point in the season. The 72 Miami Dolphins can keep that champagne on ice that they pop after the final unbeaten team loses each and every season. But the Cardinals, in a 17-10 grinded out win in Glendale, Arizona, it was Trey Lance's starting debut. He threw for 192 yards, his first series of the game. Well, get off to a rocky start. Lance threw a pick to Buda Baker, the Pro Bowl safety for the Cardinals. Settled in a little bit. Accuracy issues, you could see it. 89 rush yards, though, for the third overall pick. He showed off his athleticism. Deebo Samuel had a rushing touchdown in this contest. San Francisco's defense was pretty fantastic and slowed down that high-powered Cardinals offense, which went into the contest leading the NFL in yards per game at 440 and points per game. Kyler Murray limited to just a touchdown throwing. That was to DeAndre Hopkins, who had 87 yards receiving in the score. Cardinals take on the Browns next week at 5-0, and the Niners are now 2-3. We'll see how they decide to work the quarterback position going forward. Jimmy G couldn't go in this game with a calf injury, and of course, George Kittle went to the IR just a couple days ago. Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, it was Justin Fields back in the shotgun or under center for the Chicago Bears, victorious over the Las Vegas Raiders, 20-9. Fields, 111 yards, touchdown. Quiet day there. Damian Williams had another score on the ground for the Bears, and the Vegas Raiders kind of team that's now lost back-to-back games. A little turmoil off the field about an email that was sent a decade ago from its head coach, John Gruden. Derek Carr struggled in this game, 206 yards, pick. Josh Jacobs, 48 yards on the ground and a score. Could the Dallas Cowboys make it 4 straight? And it was probably the game of the day between the Chargers and the Browns. What happened in those contests? Tell you all about it. I do want to tell you about a simple way to get your entertainment that you love without the hassle. Of course, I'm talking about our friends over at DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream brings all the live TV that you want, your on-demand favorites, together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, TV shows, all in one place. And the best part? No annual contract. Yeah, you can get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. I also need to tell you about the best tasting protein bar on the planet. It's where tasty and it's healthy. It's where those worlds collide. Just like your on-demand favorites and your live sporting events, it's where tasty, healthy collide. That's Built Bar. 9 delicious flavors right now. They've always got limited time flavors that you got to check out. But coconut, coconut almond, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. There's something for everyone. Check out a mix box. Figure out which flavor you like the best because you can always find something. And it tastes like a candy bar, but without really skipping out on any of the nutritional benefits of a protein bar. Most flavors have 17 grams of protein, 130 to 180 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. You can save yourself some cash right now by going to built.com and using the promo code LOCKED15. It'll get you 15% off your next order at built.com. That's using the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Bo Brock hanging out with you here on the Locked On NFL podcast. Make sure you're following along on Twitter at Locked On Network, at B-O-B-R-A-C-K, and you're subscribed to our YouTube channel for great daily content. So getting back into the later games of the NFL season, and we are going to get into what is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. That was your Sunday night game, and look a little bit deeper into some rookie quarterbacks. But your Dallas Cowboys, or the Dallas Cowboys, they took out the New York Giants 44-20. It was Daniel Jones getting knocked out of this game with a concussion. Mike Glennon finished the contest. Dak Prescott, 302 yards in the air, 3 touchdowns. He did have a pick. Ezekiel Elliott had a productive day on the ground. He went over the century mark. Kadarius Toney had a coming out party. The first round pick out of Florida, 10 catches, 189 yards, and he soured it by getting ejected from this contest. And then it was probably the game of the day. It was the LA Chargers, the Cleveland Browns, and one of the back and forth affair. And for the second time this season, I'm bringing on our guy from Locked On Chargers to break down another big W from the second year quarterback in this up and coming Bolts team. David Drogemeyer, he joins us here on the Locked On NFL Pass. And David, I mean, what else can you say about Justin Herbert? 5 TDs in this game, 4 passing, 1 rushing, and just did not back down from whatever the Cleveland Browns threw at him on Sunday.
Yeah, and an incredible defense in the Cleveland Browns with Myles Garrett and all those incredible defensive linemen coming after Justin Herbert. And Justin showing some incredible poise, getting hit hard a couple of times in this game. But he stood in there, made some big throws, had a monster game, almost 400 yards passing in this game. Mike Williams was a big, huge part of that with 165 passing yards and 2 big touchdowns, both 40-plus yards on those touchdown receptions. And the Chargers going blow for blow against another really, really good football team. I thought this was a measuring stick game for the Chargers. And the fact that they were able to come out with a victory this year, I think, is a direct representation of their coaching staff and their new leaders that they have, because they lose this game 1,000% of the time the last 4 or 5 seasons.
I completely agree with you. It's 47-42, 26 points by the Chargers in the fourth quarter. And that's what you think about under Anthony Lynn and all those close losses that they suffered in 2020. And then this season already, you know, they had a tough loss to Dallas, but they had a big old win over Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, the last time you and I talked. And then today, or yesterday, I should say, against the Cleveland Browns to improve to 4-1. And on the broadcast, I don't know if you heard it, it was like 75% of the teams that improved to 4-1. 75% of those teams go to the playoffs. The teams that are 3-2, it's like less than 50% chance of going to the postseason. So a huge win for LA, you know, in the fifth week of the season.
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, the Chargers getting 2 big in-division wins against the Chiefs and the Raiders early on in this season, and then pick up another conference win against one of the other competitors that they're for sure probably going to see at the end of the season against the Cleveland Browns, which could pay big dividends as we get into the playoff talk later on in the season. And the fact that the Chargers are 4-1 through this gauntlet version of the beginning of a schedule, it really bodes well for them, and it sets them up very nicely. They still have 2 really big tests coming up with the Ravens and the Patriots. But after that, I mean, the schedule softens up quite a bit, and the Chargers are really primed to go on a nice run.
Brandon Staley, first-year head coach, what have you seen from him that has changed things, especially in contest like we witnessed on Sunday, like we witnessed against KC, to where the results are going and landing in the favor of the Chargers where they didn't a year ago?
Yeah, I think number one, his message is reverberating across this organization through all three levels. It's a very connected team. They're buying what he's selling. He's a very, very just gifted orator. And when he talks, they listen. I mean, he really brings all three components of this team together. On Thursdays, they do those team meetings where they really go over the plan and they let everyone know. The offense knows what the defense is doing and the special teams and vice versa. I mean, that's really just helping bring this team together. And also the gutsy nature of his calls and his ability to just go out there on 4th and 8 and 4th and 2 on their own 20 and say, I'm going to believe in Justin Herbert because he's my best player. And I am going to give him as many chances as I can to go out there and help my team win the football game. And I think that breeds incredible confidence in your team and belief that they can go out there in any situation and get a win.
Really unreal to see what Herbert continues to do. Joe Burrow, he was in a tight contest with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The quarterback class from 2020 compared to this year's class, it's struggling mightily and continuing to suffer a bunch of losses. Victory Monday on Locked On Chargers today. Check it out. Check them out on a daily basis. One of the most exciting teams in the NFL, David Drogemeier. Of course, make sure you're following him on Twitter at DroTalkSD. David, thanks, man. Justin Herbert's just putting on a show in his second season and following up his incredible NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year campaign with a strong one in his sophomore season. Joe Burrow rebounding from his knee injury, so the 2020 quarterback class looking pretty good. You have Tua, who's been sidelined most of this season already with an injury. And then, of course, 2019, it gave us Kyler Murray. The year before that, Baker Mayfield. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold's kind of finding some rhythm in Carolina despite his three picks today, or I'm sorry, on Sunday. And then, of course, you had the MVP in that class in Lamar Jackson. Just the last couple drafts, I mean, consistently, we've seen a ton of talent at the quarterback position come in this league. And I don't think that we're short on talent as far as this year's class, but they have struggled more so than those previous classes had out of the gates. And I just compiled some of the stats from Sunday's rookie quarterback class, who made 6 starts, 5 first rounders. Trevor Lawrence had a pick and a touchdown and also rushed for his 2nd rushing score of the season. Zach Wilson did not throw a touchdown. He threw his league leading 9th interception of the year. Trey Lance in his first start lost through a pick as well. Justin Fields through his first career touchdown. Mac Jones threw a touchdown, threw a pick. He's got 5 of each on the season. And Davis Mills, not even the first round of the group, probably had the most impressive performance. He had 312 yards and 3 touchdowns, took care of the football in a loss to Mac Jones and the Patriots. But it's just interesting because it's become the blueprint, right? I mean, it's kind of been since Russell Wilson emerged as a first-year quarterback, and he was able to go in there and this team was able to, the Seahawks were able to build around him in that rookie scale contract. It's taken off and it's been the blueprint for struggling franchises to kind of get back to relevancy once again with the rookie quarterbacks and those contracts and being able to build around them. We'll see, you know, if teams hesitate now. And looking at the quarterback class in the 2022 draft, like nobody is emerging as a contender for the top pick or as the top quarterback off the board. Spencer Rattler is somebody who's been talked about, and he was benched in the Red River rivalry on Saturday. Did have a big 2-point conversion play in that game, but can you draft somebody who was benched for the 2nd consecutive year in his team rivalry game and continues to show inconsistencies? You got Malik Willis out of Liberty, small school, lost to Syracuse, really doesn't play anybody. Sam Howell has struggled for North Carolina. So, you know, looking at the quarterback class, you know, is it going to be a team that might hesitate to put all their chips in a rookie quarterback, push all their chips in the middle of the table on a rookie quarterback in 2022? It's interesting, especially after the struggling performances from the 2021 class. Now, there was one last game of the Sunday slate of week five of the NFL season. It was the Kansas City Chiefs, whose struggles continue. They're under 500 after a 38-20 loss to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills now improved to 4-1. They've won four straight after the season opening loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh Allen, four total touchdowns, three of those in the air, 315 yards in the contest. And Dawson Knox had a touchdown catch. Emmanuel Sanders had two touchdown catches from Josh Allen. And Patrick Mahomes had two touchdowns, two interceptions, threw for 272 yards in the Sunday night contest. And it was delayed an hour at halftime because of lightning. And, you know, you're wondering what's going on with the Chiefs. Why are they struggling so mightily? How are they under 500? It's their defense. You know, you can't stand to turn the ball over like they did a couple times on Sunday. But their defense, when you just look at it, they're giving up way too many yards, 437.4 yards per game. And then as far as points per game, you know, they're giving up the most points per game this season in the NFL with over 32.6 points per game. Kansas City Chiefs are giving up each and every week. Just not getting it done. They might have rebuilt that offensive line and fixed what made them look bad in the Super Bowl, but now it's another issue that Andy Reid and crew are going to have to figure out on the fly here in the 2021 NFL season. One more game in week five set for you tonight, Monday Night Football. It's a 3-1 Baltimore Ravens team playing host to a 1-3 Indianapolis Colts team, team that used to reside in Baltimore. Carson Wentz taking on Lamar Jackson. Our guys, Ross Jackson, Luke Braun, will break down and recap Monday Night Football. Plus, they'll check in on your fantasy football team. Some great fantasy insights coming your way. Make sure you're following along on Twitter at Locked On Network, at B-O-B-R-E-C-K, to follow me, Bo Brock. That's more of a pity follow. And, of course, you're subscribed to our new YouTube channel with great daily content always headed your way. Make sure you subscribe, set up the notifications and alerts on that one. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Talk to you guys in a week. Bo Brock, thanks for listening to the Locked On NFL podcast and making us the first listen each and every day. Now, your second listen, go check out our friends over at Peacock and Williamson. Also taking a look, a national perspective around the league, NFL.